Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zook.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
And these are some of the Michigan Wolverines headlines from MLive.com this week. Please listen to our full podcast episodes as well, where we have unscripted, in-depth conversations about the Wolverines. On to the headlines.
Michigan's Hunter Dickinson is going to test the NBA waters, but isn't closing the door on a return to Ann Arbor. The Big Ten Freshman of the Year announced Wednesday that he is declaring for the 2021 NBA draft. However, he is signing with an NCAA-certified agent that will allow him to maintain his college eligibility. "It has always been my dream to play in the NBA," Dickinson wrote in a post on Twitter, "so it is important for me to gather information before making this decision." The 7'1" center made an immediate impact with the Wolverines last season, averaging a team-high 14.1 points and 7.4 rebounds to help Michigan win the Big Ten regular season title and reach the Elite Eight. Despite a breakout freshman season, his name hasn't appeared in any 2021 mock drafts by major outlets. The deadline for Dickinson to withdraw from the draft is 5 p.m. July 19th.
Michigan's offensive coordinator was recently awarded a new contract and pay raise in 2022, keeping Josh Gaddis in Ann Arbor for at least 1 year longer than initially planned. Gaddis signed a new deal with Michigan last month, a move that has not yet been announced by the program despite a flurry of recent hirings and extensions elsewhere. Under terms of the deal obtained by MLive via Freedom of Information Act request with the university, Gaddis is now under contract to serve as Michigan's offensive coordinator through January 10th, 2023. The move keeps him on staff for the 2021 and 2022 seasons, a year longer than his original three-year contract called for. Gaddis' $900,000 base salary remains in place for 2021, but the new contract includes a salary increase to $1 million in 2022. The agreement also includes previous bonus payments for finishing top two in the Big Ten in scoring offense, $100,000, and top 10 in the Football Bowl subdivision in scoring offense, $100,000, as well as each win Michigan obtains over eight in a season, $50,000 per win, with a max of $200,000 allowed. Jim Harbaugh's decision to extend Gaddis, 37, is an important one. He hired the former Alabama wide receivers coach in 2019 with the idea of transforming Michigan's offense into an explosive outfit based in spread principles. Gaddis's arrival was marked by a speed and space moniker he adopted, but things got off to a bumpy start in year one, and the Michigan offense struggled to find water in 2020 due to quarterback struggles and injuries. Gaddis will get another year to prove that he's the right guy for the job.
Michigan's hockey program has had 10 players selected in the top 10 of the NHL draft in its history. It could have three players go in the top 10 in this year's draft. The NHL Central Scouting Bureau released its final rankings of North American skaters for the 2021 draft, and three Wolverines are in the top six. Defenseman Owen Power tops the list, followed by center Kent Johnson at number three and center Matty Beniers at number six. Another Michigan commit, defenseman Luke Hughes, is number four. Power, a 6'5" left-handed shot from Mississauga, Ontario, has the best chance of becoming Michigan's first number one overall pick and the third college player ever to go that high. Defenseman Jack Johnson is currently the highest draft pick in program history, going number three overall to the Carolina Hurricanes in 2005.
A committee commissioned by the University of Michigan president has recommended that the school remove Fielding H. Yost's name from its ice hockey arena, citing a history of racial issues involving the former football coach and athletic director. An eight-person panel of university historians recently made the unanimous preliminary recommendation, After a year-long review of Yost, who worked at Michigan in a high-profile capacity from 1901 to 1941, the school says the committee started looking into Yost after it received requests in 2020 to review the name on Yost Ice Arena, 1116 South State Street in Ann Arbor. Even at that time, Yost's racist beliefs were known. Yost's racist policies were enacted, one request published in the committee's final report read. In naming the field house after Yost, the university chose to place one man's contributions to football and to athletics above the profoundly deep and negative impact he had on people of color. The six-page report cited Yost's, quote, record of upholding the gentleman's agreement to help draw a color line with football at Michigan, end quote, pointing to just one black athlete who lettered in football at Michigan from 1901 to 1932. That student athlete, Willis Ward of Detroit, was later held out of a game by Yost in 1934 following a protest from Georgia Tech, a school from the South that was reluctant to play Michigan with a black player on the field. While we acknowledge that Yost had both successes and failures in his career, our historical analysis suggests to us that the benching of Ward was not an aberration, but rather epitomized a long series of actions that worked against the integration of sports on campus, the committee's report says. That analysis, an additional 36-page report, cites critiques from John Behe, who wrote in his 1970 doctoral dissertation on Yost, and historians John U. Bacon and Tyrann Stewart. To this day, Yost is the longest-tenured football coach in Michigan history, leading the program from 1901 to 1923 and 1925 to 1926. He's best known for his point-a-minute teams from 1901 to 1905, when the Wolverines outscored their opponents 2,821 to 42 and amassed a 55-1-1 record. He also served as the director of Michigan's athletic department from 1921 to 1941, a stint that included leading the charge in building the iconic Michigan Stadium. In 1923, following a campaign led by the school student newspaper, the Michigan Daily, the school elected to name its field house after Yost. Facility was remodeled in 1973 and renamed Yost Ice Arena, the 5,800-seat venue which currently hosts Michigan men's ice hockey games. For these stories and more, please visit MLive.com/Wolverines.